you may remember for the past tense, if you want to say, I have spoken would be, I have is...
E? Hablado.
Hablado, yes. So you use have. For have, we have two verbs. We have tener, to have, as a verb. And we have haber, H-A-B-E-R, which I look at haber not as a verb, but as an auxiliary verb, or I look at it actually as a diving board from which you dive into the past. If it is an AR verb, an AR verb, you dive into ado, like hablar is hablado, tomar, tomado, comprar, comprado. But if it is not an AR verb, then you dive into ido, salir is salido, vender, vendido, comer, comido, after have. Have is like the endings of will. What are the endings for will? Re.
E, re. Ra.
Yes, or re, and for we.
Remos.
Re, remos, and.
Ra.
Right. Ra, ram,
ram
ras.
Ras.
Right, yes. Now, let's replace the R of re, remos, and ra with an H.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of R, E, and so on, make it re, with an H would be
e.
E, and for we,
emos,
emos, and for he,
a,
and they,
an,
and you, Roberto,
as,
us, and you just gave me have, the diving board from haber. If you want to say, I have bought, would be
e comprado.
E comprado, yes. I have bought it would be it, I have bought.
Lo he comprado.
Lo he comprado, yes. We have bought it.
Lo hemos comprado.
Lo hemos comprado, yes. Mm-hmm. And they have bought it.
Lo han comprado.
Right, lo han comprado. Han spelled?
H-A-N.
H-A-N, right. He has sold it would be?
Lo ha vendido.
Right. Lo ha vendido. Right. We have eaten.
Hemos comido.
Hemos comido, yes. And he has left.
Ha salido.
Ha salido, yes. Okay. That is one way to express the past tense with diving.